USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is dead after shots are fired during conflicting protests in downtown Portland, Oregon last night. It happened a short time after a caravan of about 500 vehicles that were aiming to show support for President Trump was confronted by Black Lives Matter and other counter-protesters in the city's downtown. Coin 6 TV's Jennifer Dowling says police heard gunfire at an intersection.
And they responded and located a victim with a gunshot wound to the chest. Medical responded and determined that the victim was deceased. No suspect information is being released.
President Trump yesterday visited Lake Charles, Louisiana, to survey damage done by Hurricane Laura.
It was the most powerful storm coming in and hitting your land in 150 years.
The president signed a disaster declaration for Louisiana on Friday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.